It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hanson, your host. On this weekend show, we're going to get an update on the issue of homelessness in Tuolumne County. It's an issue that has garnered the attention of many in the community over the past year. Here to talk about the issue and ways being looked at to address it are Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, better known as ATCA, Executive Director Raj Rambab, and Tuolumne County's Assistant Human Services Director Steve Boyack. So good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, it's great to have you back on Motherlode Views. Mr. Rambab, the last time we had you on Motherlode Views to talk about homelessness, I was looking back, it was just about a year ago, and it was right before your agency released the findings of a point-in-time count in regards to homeless residents. You know, what can you tell us about how big of an issue homelessness is in Tuolumne County?
Well, I think the numbers surprised all of us. We ended up with a total of 711 homeless folks in the county as a result of that count, the vast majority of which are locals. People that grew up here or have been here for multiple years, with a another segment of folks that have been traveling through for work and work dried up and they ended up stranded somewhat. So the problem is big. That count was an eye opener for many, and the folks in the provider network actually felt validated because they had been making claims that the numbers were much higher in reality than previous counts had shown. So I think, there was some validation and some eye-opening with that count.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were surprised when they saw those figures. Do you have any indication over the past year if it's increased or decreased at all?
It feels like it's about the same.
About the same.
Our shelter in both counties actually last month had significantly high numbers. Not unusually high, but near the highest they've ever been, and they both exceeded by two people the number of folks that were in our sheltering program, and the number of turnaways, rejections, were about the same amount. So the need outweighs what's available.
So after those numbers came out last year, what were some of the things that took place over the past year to get to this point?
The city of Sonora conducted a task force on homelessness, and I believe, having sat on it, I guess I'm a little biased, but I believe the learning that took place and sharing was significant. Communities, the business community, the provider community, and the homeless community were in dialogue over a period of multiple weeks, and each group was able to hear each other, hear concerns, hear hopes, hear ideas, and ultimately, at the end of that learning, the conclusion was that the city itself can't solve this problem or isn't really equipped to address this problem in a significant way. And there was a recognition and a willingness to create a larger conversation. And that's how this next group got formed at ATCA. We thought, well, who's a small group we could pull together to brainstorm a little bit that represented a cross-section of the county? And Supervisor Brennan was instrumental in helping shepherd and bring about the point-in-time count. So I called her and invited her, called Steve, and called Mrs. Lambert from the Lambert Center, as well as the mayor and vice mayor of the city of Sonora, and Tamara Dockstader with ATCA, to come together and just brainstorm some ideas, figure out what's going on in the landscape and what we could do next potentially. During those conversations, some of the funding that Steve will talk about in detail in a minute ended up coming down the hill, so to speak, and focused on the COC, or the continuum of care, as the primary applicant and recipient. And in our region, the Central Sierra Continuum of Care is comprised of four counties, Tuolumne, Calaveras, Amador, and Mariposa. So that group, this countywide group, having built some relationships, had some conversations, is pretty well equipped to help support the COC in these application requests, whereas other jurisdictions may be starting these relationships from scratch. And so we're a little ahead of the game on that, but time frames are pretty tight with these types of fundings.
So kind of partnering with those four counties, are they kind of seeing the similar issues when it comes to homelessness?
Yeah, I think I would say all of them see some similarities. I think all the communities have different approaches to what should be done. First, you know, Calaveras is trying some unique things. Amador is working on some interesting possibilities at the Board of Supervisors level, which is a community-wide meeting, but led by particularly Frank Axe and Pat Crew, both supervisors. Atka's heavily involved, and there's some things percolating there. And then Tuolumne County has some interesting things that are in development as well. The key piece, BJ, is land. If we got green flags put on certain lots at different places where it was stated, this land can be used for this purpose, then we could go after those funds with an application that has a project ready to go virtually.
Steve Boyack, Tuolumne County's Assistant Human Services Director. What can you tell us about your role kind of in this process and what's being done at the county level and looking at ways to possibly bring in some funding?
Yeah, I think what's great with this working group that has come together, it's given an avenue for each participant to bring to the table what kinds of programs are available in Tuolumne County, because I think there's a loss of focus that there are programs in Tuolumne County that focus on housing, rental assistance, and both permanent and temporary housing assistance that many folks may not be aware of. And so it's going to take a combination of the folks that are sitting at this group to educate the public on what programs are available in Tuolumne County, what funding sources are going to be available to Tuolumne County to look at our current housing inventory, possibly expanding our housing inventory, and providing assistance to those that are in need of housing into the future.
And the continuum of care that was mentioned with the kind of the four-county region, does it increase the chances of receiving state or federal funding to have something like that in place?
Well, I think that understanding that the region possibly suffers under the same circumstance with regards to available housing, the numbers of homeless that are in both county or in all the counties, and our ability to address that issue, understanding what the need is for housing assistance across the region. But I think having the COC in place does put us in a competitive advantage. We're all going to have to work together. I know that these funding sources that are coming down want to see these elements of funding leveraged against other funding capacities to really look at an overall expansion or building out of our ability to address housing and housing assistance across this four-county region.
So there is some potential state funding out there that the county's hoping it will get a piece of at least?
Absolutely. So in relation to what funding sources are available in 2018, fiscal year 2018-19, there's a funding source called the California Emergency Solutions and Funding, Housing Program. So that's the California Emergency Solutions and Housing Program. That is a $57 million source of funding that is going to come to the continuum of care that will be competitive, and it is going to address local plans for homelessness and strengthening our housing management and information systems and rental assistance, housing stabilization, and relocation services. There are two propositions that are going to be on the ballot in November. Proposition one is the Veterans and Affordable Housing Bond Act of 2018, which could possibly make available $3 billion of funding that is directed towards veterans and homeless veterans. Proposition number two 2 is the No Place Like Home Act of 2018, and that could be up to $2 billion in funding, and the target is capital development and of supportive housing for adults with serious mental illness and those that may be at risk of loss of housing with serious mental illness. There's also another funding source called Homeless Emergency Aid Program. It's called HEAP. It's $500 million, and $350 million is to aid homeless through the continuum of care. So that is directed at the continuum of care, and that is to address the urgent needs of people experiencing homelessness, including prevention, diversion from criminal justice settings, and emergency aid for homeless needs. In addition to that, through the Department of Social Services, our CalWORKS program, there is support services for both permanent and interim housing through our housing support program and the homeless assistance program.
Need to take a break. We're talking about homelessness in the Motherlode on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in studio this weekend by ATCA's Executive Director, Raj Rambab, as well as Tuolumne County's Assistant Human Services Director, Steve Boyack. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.